Rebbe?
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the Simon Peches in your Rodea with Basmachalov.
Yeah.
And I was curious in terms of like a question that came to my mind relating to our Simon, Kufsadi Hay, in regards to let's say a couple are sitting side by side with a little table in the middle, like a coffee table or something in between, or like a lamp is between them. Would that be considered Shulchan Achas? Or has to be Shulchan Mamish?
The food on the table, or the just have to be able there? Angie?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
The food is on the table, or there just happens to be a table there?
There happens to be a table. Let's say, you know what, for our purposes, for our chakos, just a table.
But they're not eating from the table.
There's a snack bag there.
There are two snack bags there.
Yes.
If there's one snack bag, there'll be a problem, as we would see in any event.
Right.
Without the table. There are two snack bags, so they're eating off the table. So that's the table. If the table just happens, if it's a coffee table and they're sitting on chairs on either side of the table, but they're not eating off the table, so the table is of no consequence. If they're eating off the table, then that's Shulchan Echad, I would think.
Right, okay.
But speaking of Simon Peches, just a couple further observations about Shulchan Echad. The Darkei Tshuva there in Simon Peches in Sivkat and Tezayin quotes a number of Achronim who say the following, that let's say you have one person who's eating milchuk and meal, he's eating cheese, and another person who is fleishiks, but he's not eating at the moment, or he's eating something that's parv. So you have Mr. Cohen is eating his cheese sandwich, and Mr. Levy is fleishik because he had a deli sandwich an hour ago, but now he's sitting down at the same table as Mr. Cohen eating a bag of potato chips or eating nothing. So the Darkei Tshuva there quotes a number of Achronim who say, you don't need a hecker there. That's not an isser of halah, because the person who's fleishik happens to be fleishik, but he's not eating anything that is fleishik. So Rabbi Carr points out, based on that model, in the Mishmeres HaTaras of Katan Kazayin, that he thinks the same should be true over here. Let's say the wife is eating a meal, and the husband sits down just to keep her company, but he's not eating anything. So Rabbi Karb thinks in that case there's no need for a hecker. Heckering's only in the Basar Chalav situation or Oaf and Vina situation where one person is eating Oaf, another person is eating Vina, or in the Harchaka situation where both spouses are eating. But if one spouse is eating, the other is just sitting there for company, then there's no need for a hecker. That if you're eating intermittently, then you still would need a hecker. It's not that if they're both sitting down to eat, it just happens to be that one of them stopped for a couple minutes between courses, that's still considered eating together. But if one of them is not eating at all, he's just sitting down to be with her, then there's no need for a hecker. And then Rabbi Karp has another observation, the next with Katan Kavches, that this is similar to Benji's question, but let's say they're both sitting at the table, but none of them are using the table. They happen to be sitting at a table, but both are having a drink from a cup that wasn't on the table, they're not putting it down on the table, so the table is kind of incidental. So there also he thinks that there's no need for a hecker. That's just a couple outstanding observations about Shulchan Echad. As we noted last time, while Shulchan Echad is the subject of Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's no Isser at all, whether the Isser Me'ikar Din only applied to Mayhem when they have small tables, or whether the Isser is operated even Me'ikar Din with our tables. And we're machmir that there is an Isser Shulchan even with our Shulchan Echad, even with our tables, and you would need a hecker to obviate that problem. But the Din of Kara Achas, that is Me'ikar Din, according to everyone. So let's talk a little bit about some of the details of Kara Achas. So if you have your Shulchan Aruch in front of you, take a look at the Taz in Sifkatan Beis. The Taz writes as follows. Hatiko Beprisha, Umari Chamizal Lashon Zeh. Od ra'isi shtus gadol she ninachtin chasichos ketanos v'karachas. So some people would put small pieces of food on one plate. Hu noto achas v'hina telos achas. And he take one and she take one. Agmar achila. So there are small pieces of food, odors, and everyone keeps on taking from the one plate. V'shivish gadol hu, d'pshita, the chashav achila, that's considered achila mikara achas. The fact that there are separate portions on the plate doesn't mean it's not considered kara achas. V'huga mitefer mashal, and that that lashon of shivish echad in this presentation comes from the mashal. Avani kamaka mashma, if you have a plate with large portions, the way you would put in a pot, and everyone takes from what we'll call the serving tray and puts the food on his own private plate, the ochel, misham, and then he eats from his own plate. So that's okay. Kevin de Eina Achila Miyan Bilakichaso Mikaara Shelo Chagamhi. Since they're not eating directly from the serving plate when they're taking the food directly from there, Ela Mishtamish Bikli Acher Ben Tayim. But rather, they use another intermediate kli before eating. They don't take directly from the serving tray. That's what the Taz has in Sifkatan Beis. In the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, he points out that there were three different approaches in later Achronim to understand the parameters of this task. Approach number one of the Beis Yisrael, which was a Hasidic Sefer we quoted last time, and a Sefer called the Be'er Mordechai, is that when the Taz describes taking a large portion from a serving plate and putting it on your own personal plate, your own private plate, that private plate is dafka. You know, the only situation in which there's a heter is where you put it on your own plate, because that severs the connection between the serving tray and your eating. And if you start with food on a serving tray, you put it on your own plate. Once you put it on your own plate, then it's no longer connected to the original serving tray. That's not considered to be kara achas. And for that reason, the Beis Yisrael says that you're not allowed to take butter from a serving tray and put the butter directly on your piece of bread and then eat it, because there you don't have the kli mafsik, you don't have your own personal plate separating between the serving tray and your eating. So this understanding of the Taz is that the need for the personal plate is dafka, is likuva, and the only heter to use food from a common serving tray is where you're putting it on your own plate before eating. Okay, so that is approach number one to understanding the task. The Sidrei Tara in Sifkatan Ches does not mention the need in his analysis, he does not mention the need of putting it directly on your own personal plate, but he says as long as there is some kind of a hefsek between the serving tray and eating it, that is sufficient. So if you take something from the serving tray and put it down in front of you, even not on a plate, you put it on the table, that's a sufficient hefsek. Or if you take it from the serving tray and then you're holding it in your hand and you go for a walk and you come back and eat it later, or there's some other kind of hefsek in time, that would also be a sufficient hefsek. It's not a din that you have to have your own plate. There just has to be some break between the serving tray and your eating. So the break could be putting it on your own plate. The break could be putting it on the table. The break could be taking a phone call in the middle and then coming back and eating it. And the third approach that he quotes in Achronim is from the Prideya, that the Taz's point is you have to have some kind of heker. There has to be some distinction, not a matter of hefsek per se, but some distinction between the normal way of eating and what you're doing here. If normally you would take directly from a serving tray, so you have to do some kind of a heker to show that this is a different situation. So the Sugah B'Shoshanim points out there are a number of nafkamina between these approaches and Achronim to understand the Taz's heter for a serving tray. So the obvious nafkamina that we alluded to already is putting it on the table in front of you without a plate. According to the Beis Yisrael, you have to have a plate. That's Likuva. According to the other Achronim, the Sidrei Tara and the Prideya, you don't need a plate per se. Either you need some kind of a hekter, or you need a hefsek, either of time or a venue, but there's no need for a separate plate per se. Another nafkamina is, let's say you have a bowl of fruit. So you have a bowl of fruit, and you want to take an apple and eat the apple directly from the serving tray. So according to the Beis Yisrael, that's not going to work, because the only heter of a serving tray is if you're putting it on your personal plate before you eat it. So you'd have to be very formal and have a plate and put the apple down on the plate before proceeding to eat the apple. However, he says, according to the Sidrei Tara, that you have to have a hefsek. So given that an apple is not normally eaten from a plate, he thinks it would be sufficient to hold the apple. And then your hand, in some sense, is like a new kli. And then you can eat it. He says, according to the Prideya, that would also be a problem because you have to have a hekker. The normal way of eating an apple is to take it from the bowl and eat it directly. So if you're going to do that here also, that is not a sufficient hekker. He says this is relevant to taking sugar cubes for tea as well, for those who have their tea with sugar cubes. So he says if you have a bowl of sugar cubes on the table and both husband and wife only need a single cube for their tea, and he doesn't think that gets into the issue of kar achas anyway, because one person takes their sugar cube and that's the end of their relationship with the serving tray. And the other person takes her sugar cube, and that's the end of that relationship. And there's no continuous taking from the same serving tray. But if you anticipate needing multiple sugar cubes, so then that should go back to the same question. If you require a separate kli, then you'd have to put the sugar cubes down on the plate in front of you. Then if you put the sugar cubes down in front of you on the table, that should be sufficient. Okay, Rabbi Morgenstern quotes, beginning on page Kuf Mem Ches from Rav Yashiv, that let's say you have a bowl with chips or popcorn or something of the sort that is not a piece of chicken, not an apple, but the kind of thing that you would normally take multiple units of to eat. You don't just eat one potato chip, but you take multiple potato chips to eat. So he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that it would only be mutter to take potato chips or popcorn if you're going to take a quantity and put them on your plate. Because doing otherwise would not constitute a hekker and would be considered a direct taking from kar achas. And the same would be true if you have a potato chip bag. So we'll get to Moshe's shuv in a few moments about whether a bag is considered a single portion. But let's say you have a big bag. So if you take a large quantity to put on your plate, that could be okay. So that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv. Rabbi Willig is of the same opinion, Lamaisa, that you shouldn't take from potato chips, popcorn, or the like from a common serving tray and eat it directly, but if you put it on the plate in front of you, or arguably on the table as well, if you similar to the Sidrei Tara, that would be okay, but you can't eat it directly from the serving tray. The Sugah B'Shoshanim Perek Dalet Sif Kaf talks about a vegetable dip. If you have a vegetable dip in the middle of the table, can husband and wife both dip vegetables into the same dip? So the Sugah B'Shoshanim is not sure. He's noted that you should be machmir. He says that's analogous to if you have a salt container in the middle of a salt dish in the middle of the table, and people are intermittently dipping their bread in salt. So that would be similar. Rabbi Forrest writes that you should be machmir on this, not to use a common dip.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Let's say that the veggie dip has a spoon in it, or hummus has a spoon in it. And
right.
The derech generally is to put it on the plate first and then dip in accordingly.
I think that would be okay. That would be more analogous to the chips or the popcorn. If you put it on your plate, then that would be okay. But we're talking about dipping the vegetable directly in the dip.
Uh-huh.
Rabbi Willig pointed out that there may be a difference in what the purpose of the dip is. Meaning, if the dip is tofel to the vegetable, maybe that's less of a problem than if the vegetable is tofel to the dip. That if you're more interested in the dip than the vegetable, then you're really eating the dip. If you're more interested in the vegetable and the dip is tofel, maybe that's less of a problem of karachas.
Sorry, Rav. I'm just trying to piece it with things we learned earlier. Mm-hmm. Would there be a difference if there are other people taking from the same vegetable dip?
No, when it comes to the din of karachas, having other people taking doesn't help. It's not like shulchan echad. That the Shach writes Mefurish, I believe. One second, Shulchan Echad. Maybe it's not in the Shach, but no, the din of other people is only relevant for Shulchan Echad to obviate the need for Heker, since Shulchan Echad, according to most Rishonim, is not Asur Mikra Din. Okay? Fine. Let's go now at Ramosh's Tshuva. Yardei Chelik Aleph Sim Inside Beis. Ramosha has a original approach that ends up presenting both a Chumrah and a Kula. I'm going to bring it up on the screen. Yardei Chelik Aleph Sim Inside Beis, 1951. Tshuva written to Rabbi Binyamin Zev Sugar, who was and I believe is a longtime Rebbe and one of the younger, I think first grade Rebbe in MTJ. Well, it looks like in 1951 he was learning in Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie. Okay, so Masha Hiksha Yudidi. Maishna pas shemashem yataz sukatan aleph chi chodun lechol mi pas echad. Mikara dasurin lachal mikarachas. In Sifkatan Aleph and the din that pas can serve as a hecker, what do you mean pas can serve as a hecker? You're not supposed to be eating the same from the same tray. There the Taz says pas can be a hecker as long as you're not eating from it. Sounds like, but there's no issue eating from it. And karachas is usher. Hine pasha shapas shemutarinu pas godo. So if you have a loaf of bread, that's not considered to be analogous to Akar Achas, that's everyone's meant to eat from the same loaf of bread. But if there is a piece that was designated for one person, so that's going to be usher. If she starts eating it, so then the leftovers have the din of shir machal, which we'll get to probably next time. The kol katni rapashut sheme achalos akitanos hanikram rolls the chadome shehu nasa rak lachilas echa. So if you have a roll that is meant to be a portion for only one person, so that din of kara achas would apply to a single person portion. So if you have a roll that's designated, meant to be eaten by one person, even if no one touched it yet, you can't cut that roll down the middle and have the husband take half and the wife the other half. The chenya din bekankan shem mutar in shneim lishas imenu, that shugam ke mechi agab nesha kankanu gadol. If you have a pitcher of water, is intended for multiple people, everyone is allowed to pour from the pitcher. But if you have a single portion bottle, you have a can of soda, you have a Snapple bottle that's meant for one person, then even if neither of them have touched it yet, you can pour into two cups for husband and wife to both have the contents of the same kli. Then Rav Moshe continues, the imkain. Mika'ara sha'asurin, hi ka'ara sha'derach sha'nosnim sham le'echad lachol, asurin lachol mena shneim. Af bofen shaleka iser d'shiyurei machal. So this iser of a single portion food being shared is independent of being leftovers, even if neither of them touch it yet. Kigon hadeh b'yataz me'aprisha me'abakshem minaschen chasichos ketanos bekara achas, huno tel achas hi achas sha'asur. So he understood, or Moshe understands in the Taz, that the problem with the Taz's serving tray with the small portions is that that's meant for one person. So Moshe understood that the objection of the Taz to having husband and wife take portions from the same plate is that that was essentially meant for a single person to eat from. And if both husband and wife are taking from the same plate, even if it's the serving tray, but that's a reflective of a certain chiba that exists between husband and wife, and therefore that is usher. So Moshe says, on the basis of his analysis, skipping a few lines, "Umemela nira shebekara chema shederach shakol echa notil bekaf ubesake misham chema lemareach al chasichos apas shelo." That if you have a butter dish, and everyone takes butter from the butter dish to butter their bread, sheish lahatir midina, that would be okay. Va'asha kasev etaz b'chasichos hagadolos loshen shemishtamish b'kli acher b'intayim hu'ra'a kasam shem eilam keilam acherim hari nimsa sheyistarchu lachziram l'ka'ara l'nicham sham k'sheyistarchu lachtof pachs. O l'hasim b'achilasam b'ezadover v'lachsev l'ikach misham k'deru v'achilas. So Rav Moshe understood that the Taz, not like the base Israel, that the reason the Taz says you put it on your plate is just because where else are you going to put it? If you don't have a plate, they're going to end up putting it back in the serving tray, and that's considered eating from Kara Achas. But fundamentally, if you have something that's meant for multiple people, there's no
there's no issue of ka'ara achas. So mikra din, when it comes to the butter, butter is meant for multiple people, and therefore there's no iser. He says, mikol mokam yafu lahachmir b'zem yishim shenir aksas k'mikar achas. But it's still better to be machmir on the butter because it looks like kar achas, and you may come to be nichshal or mekel abashir or machal if you're going to be matching using the same butter. But mikra din, Moshe thinks that using the same butter tray would be okay. So again, Ramosha understood that the point of the taz isn't a serving tray, that fundamentally there's no problem taking from a serving tray. The serving tray is meant for multiple people. The issue is the size of the portions, and are the portions basically meant for a single person? And Ramosha understands that everything really is through the prism of what's considered derechiba. If you have something that's meant as a single portion and husband and wife are going to share it, that is a derechiba situation, which is aster. So what emerges from this tshuva of Ramosha is both a kula and a chumra. The kula is that there's no need for a separate tray, a separate a plate. So if you have food on a serving tray which is meant for multiple people, then there's no real chashash if you take from that serving tray. The Ikra Din, even if you're going to eat directly from the serving tray, if there, so Rav Moshe would say, in the case of the fruit dish, it sounds like, if you have a basket of fruit, then there wouldn't be any problem in taking an apple and eating the apple directly because those portions are meant for multiple people and there's no chiba involved. That is the kula that emerges from Ramosha. The chumra that emerges from Ramosha is that there's going to be an issur of kara achas, or the equivalent, anytime you have a single portion unit of food. So he argues that a challah roll is considered to be meant for one person, and therefore you couldn't cut a challah roll in half, even if neither spouse had eaten yet. Or if you have a soda bottle or a Snapple bottle, you couldn't share, even if you pour into separate cups, even if you put it on your own plate. That's where Moshe's chumra. Rabbi Forst just points out that this is Ramosha's unique analysis, and you don't find this chumra in other poskim. Rabbi Forst says, according to Ramosha, it would follow that you couldn't go into a restaurant and order a single portion of food and then split that onto two plates, even if no one touched the food before splitting it. So that's Ramosha. Rabbi Willig doesn't think that it's necessary to be machmir for Moshe's chumra here on a challah roll or a soda can. Rabbi Forsheimer from Lakewood in his Pre-Tara says that even according to Ramosha, it could be that you could argue or distinguish between different types or different contexts of challah rolls. How many of you use challah rolls as shalashuddas as opposed to a whole big challah?
Whenever possible.
Yeah, whenever we can.
Right. So that's what Rabbi Forsheimer points out, that minhag ha'olam is that people usually use challah rolls for shalashuddas, and they cut it and distribute it to multiple people. So he thinks that in that context, then that's not considered to be a single person portion, because that's typically distributed among multiple people. So you could argue in the other. Before Shabbat says you have to distinguish based on context. I could argue that no, that v'haraya, the fact that as shalashuddas people will cut a challah roll into multiple slices indicates that be'etzem a challah roll is not meant for one person. And you could potentially argue that with the soda can as well, that it's not uncommon to have more than one person share the contents of a soda can.
maybe less common than a challah roll.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
We're going back to the what we were discussing before about the Isra of Ka'ar Achas when others are around.
Okay.
I saw the Piskei Tshuva quotes a Masas Binyamin.
Right. So Masas Bin, but the Piskei Tshuva rejects a Masas Binyamin. So we don't accept that.
Right.
Piskei Tshuva quotes a Masas Binyamin that applies Ka'ar Achas, and he rejects it, and the Achrav Achronim is against the Masas Binyamin.
Right.
So we don't accept that halacha. Okay. Fine. Let's move on now and talk about the din of Shirei Hakos. And then after that, we'll go on to Shirei Machal, even though Shirei Machal appears in the Ramah before Shirei Hakos. But just thematically, we're going to start with Shirei Hakos. Mechabereis and Sif Dalet. Lo yishta mishirei kos sheshas sahi. The husband is not allowed to drink from the leftovers of a cup of his wife, who's Anita. So this din of shirei kos does not appear in most Rishonim. It doesn't appear in the Rambam, doesn't appear in the Rosh, doesn't appear in the Rashba. Most Rishonim do not have such an iser. And the Torah, Mi'ikar Adin, right, so he said, Mi'ikar Adin, there's no Isser of Shirei Kos, but the minig is to be Mahmir. And that's because there is a minority opinion we've shown him that does prohibit Shirei Kos. The Hagos Maimonios, Perikud Aleph Oslamid, Perikud Aleph Oslamid, Kos of the Uraim, that you're not allowed to drink from Shirei Kos of Ishto Nida, even though she is allowed to drink from the Shirei Kos of her husband. That's based on the Gemara of Tana Devei Elio, Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. Let's read a few lines of the Hagos Maimonios together. Okay. The Sefer Truma Vamitzvos Kasav She'asur Lechol Ima Al Shulchan Echad Elam Kein Yeshem Shinu Lechem Okan Kan Ben Akaros. That's what we discussed already. I'm skipping to the bold. Vafilu Lishtos Bekli She'asur Sabo Kasav Yureim She'asur. So even to drink from the cup that your wife drank from is asur.
So the problem was the shasa imi also. If it was poured into a separate utensil, a kli acher, afilim huksa l'kli rishon, and even if you pour it back to the first kli, mutter lo lishas imeno. If he drank first, she can drink afterwards. Sefer Reim distinguishes between his drinking from her Shirei Kos, which is Aser, and her drinking from his Shirei Kos, which is Mutter. And he says that's mashma from the Tanya Devei Gemara. Achal v'shasi imi, not achalti v'shasisi imo, and not achalni v'shasinu yachad. Then he concludes, v'im shasasavu eni yodea, shemati she'enus v'chalagilo, that if she drank from it, but he doesn't know that she drank from it, she doesn't have to tell him. Ela manichasa lishtos, she'en kan chiba klal. So the reason for the iser is chiba. If he doesn't know that she drank the cup, that's not going to engender chiba. Okay. So the Beis Yosef in his presentation here says that the reason we ask the Shirei Kos is B'Toras Midag. And Ikar Adin, it doesn't appear in most Rishonim, But as the Beis Yosef said, that Shulchan Echad is Aser Misha Minag, that make her din, Shira Kos also is Aser Misha Minag, and not make her din. In the presentation of Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Carr points out it's not as clear, because the Shulchan Aruch just is so same, Lo Yishta Mishira Kos Sheshas Sahi, without giving any indication that it's only B'Torah Minag. Rabbi Carr points out that if you look in some of the writings based Midrash Shel Rashi, you get the impression that there are certain harachokos, excuse me, and this is included among them, that seem to be based on a kind of tumah consideration. So he quotes as follows. He quotes the Sefer Orah and the Sefer Pardes, Mi Beis Midrash Shel Rashi, where it says as follows. Shakelim Shanida Nogas Behen Tahorim. So that which Anita touches is Tahor. Elosh demachmirin alefmenu ve'ein ochlin bekara achas ve'lo mishir machala. But we are nevertheless machmir not to eat from the same plate, not to eat her leftovers. Ve'lo yodvin al moshava ve'lo mekablim klum miyada. And we don't sit on her chair and we don't accept anything from her hand. Ala aide acher. The Nothan Lakara Mipacha Fishtamish Bemimeni Dusa, and she would have separate utensils to use Bimeni Dusa. This is already in the Kufas Rishonim that we're writing. Well, Eith Tarasa Mechabefes Bemayim Osam Begadim, Usharkli Shimusha Madachas Bemayim Vidaya. It sounds like they would wash the towels that she used Bimeni Dusa. Sheminag Zayafa Lenogo Mene Hergalavera Aval Isser Tumalakas. So even though there's no Isser Tumal per se, the presentation sounds like some of the harchakos are based on Torah considerations. The reason for the Isser Kar Achas and the reason for Shiari Machal is because that was appropriate when we were makbid on Tumah V'Tara. So nowadays we're not makbid on Tumah V'Tara. There is a hergel of error consideration, but some of the harchakos are based in origin on more of a tumah consideration. And he says, then it fits that Rashi's Beis Medrash was the originator of the Isser Hoshasa, which we don't have in the other Rishonim, we don't have in the in any earlier source. That also fits into, excuse me, this tumah model. And the Sasa Masnadin as well, which we'll get to as we go on. Okay. But either way, so whether it's Mishum and Hagar, Mikar Adin, so this is quoting Shulchan Aruch, there is an Isser of Shirei Hakos. And the Beis Yosef explains that ultimately it is based on a concern of hergel aveir, and that's why there's a distinction between his shiurei hakos and her shiurei hakos. His drinking from her shiurei hakos will lead to hergel aveir, not so in the opposite. Excuse me. That's what the Torah Sashlamim writes here in Sivkatan Zayin and the Taz in Sivkatan Hay. Taz Sivkatan Hay, him the Torah Sishtos, the Hilo Margo Ale La Vera. That the concern of Hegel Avera is only one directional. It's only going to be relevant if he's drinking from her Shiurei Hakos, not if she's drinking from his Shiurei Hakos.
The Beis Yosef quotes the Raviya, quotes the Mordechai, who quotes the Raviya as follows: Amar Raviya, Nida Sheshasasa Bekos, Vinisharbo Kitsas. Excuse me. If a Nida drinks from a cup, and there's some left over, Halacha Kibalti Me Rabosai Leheter. The aims that shosa ima mamish. So again, nida sheshasa sabakos, v'nisharbo ktsas, halacha kivalti mirabosai, that's mutter. So that would mean that the iser shire kos is if there's a significant amount left in the cup. But if there are just a few drops left in the cup, that's not shirei kos. That's not considered drinking together. That's how the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai. Our printed Mordechai has a very significantly different word. Instead of halacha kibalti, our Mordechai in Simon Tafshin Mem Gimel says the halchala. So not v'nishar bo ktsas, halacha kibalti mirabosai, but v'nishar bo ktsas, the halcha, that if there's a little bit left and then she leaves, kibalti mirabosai leheter. That's about as a different meaning as a single word to make. So the way the Beis Yosef goes to Mordechai is that if there's only a little bit left in the cup, that's okay. The way the Mordechai Lefaneinu reads is that if she drank from a cup and then there's some left and she went away, she left the premises, then there's no iser of shiurei hakos. And that's that much we accept la halacha. You look at the Rama. In lo shemasik adam acher b'nayim. So one dispensation in the din of Shir HaKos is that someone else drinks in the interim. Fine. Osha hurak mikos zel kos acher afilu huksa v'kos harishan. Or you pour from cup A to cup B, even if you pour back to cup A, that we saw in Agos Mamnius. V'im shasus v'hu eni yodea v'rot salishas mikos shala ein asvichel hagelos shala yishena. We also saw in Agos Mamnius that he is on note under no obligation to tell her that, she is no under no obligation to tell him that she drank from a cup. V'hi mutaris lishtos mikos shashasahu, and she's allowed to drink from his cup. And finally, im shasasa mikos v'hochala, if she drank from a cup and then left, yesh omrim shamutilo lishtos hamosar, demei acher shekvar hocha, ein kan chiba. So that's essentially what the Mordechai Lefaneinu says, even though that's not how the Beis Yosef quoted the Mordechai. So we'll have to discuss next time how many of these kulos that we have by Shirei Hakos apply to Shirei Machal, but the Ramah here has a total of five kulos that we collected so far. Number one, someone drinks between husband and wife. Number two, you pour the contents into another cup. Number three, the husband's unaware that it's shiurei kosa, that she drank from it. Number four, the husband is allowed to, the wife is allowed to drink for the husband's shiurei kos. And number five, if she picked up and left, then there's no iser. So no fewer than five kulos that we have here in one Rama about the iser of shiurei hakos. The Badei Shulchan says in Sivkata and Ayin Dalid that a husband can even ask of his wife to leave so that he can finish drinking her cup.
What about taking her cup and bringing it into the other room?
Taking her cup and bringing it to the other room, that might be different. Is that still? Because what? I'm not sure. If her leaving is mutter, because that's not, there's no chiba anymore. So is there chiba if he takes her cup and goes to the other room? Is that the same?
It's not in front of her.
Right. I don't think I've seen this discussed. Yeah, I'm not sure. Here. I don't know. Look.
What's the exact reason that it's mutter normally when she leaves?
So what that goes by, you said, is that that's not considered to be derechiba.
I'm saying why?
Why? Because you're not engendering a closeness of the relationship if she's not present.
So the other way then.
I'm sorry?
If it's because she's not present, that she's not present here either.
Right. So that's reasonably the case. I just haven't seen that discussed. So try to take a look. Okay. Piskei Teshuva and Sifkat and Zayin has the following. V'halchola, Ayim Teshuvas Yad Eliyahu, Bekasa Bimbasa Be'emso Mutter Ligmor. If let's say she left and you started drinking your cup and then she came back. So you're allowed to finish it. And also Pirsa Nida in the middle, you're allowed to finish it. I didn't see the Yad Eliyahu inside. Is it pshat that in that case is no hergal? There's a pshat that you're already mafkia the Isser. At the time, it's once you started drinking beheter, so that's not called Shira Yakos anymore. And I have to try to find the Yad Eliyahu inside. Ramosha writes in Chelek Beis Siman Pei Gimel, when it comes to drinking Kiddush wine, there are two potential issues. Number one is the din of Shirei Hakos. Number two is the din of Shigur Kos, of sending a cup to your wife. So as far as the first question of Shirei Hakos, as we just pointed out, the Isser Shirei Hakos is only for the husband to drink his wife's cup, not for the wife to drink his husband's cup. So Moshe points out, Chayav Day 7 Pei Gimel, that as far as Shirei Hakos goes, there's no objection to a wife drinking from the Kiddush cup after her husband makes Kiddush, because there's no issue of Shirei Hakos in that situation. The only thing is that once the wife drinks from the Kiddush cup, then the husband can't go back and drink whatever's left over, because now that becomes Shirei Hakos of the wife. As far as of Shigur Kos, that we'll have to discuss probably next time, how that applies to Kiddush. The Shach writes in Sukkot and Teft, Mashma, Alpha Pisha Chazru Meluhu, Kigon Shishasahi Chetzi, Achakach Meluhu Aser. So let's say the wife drinks a cup, and half of the contents are left, and now you refill the cup. So you're sitting at a catered affair, and the waiter comes and fills up the half cup of water, so now you have a full cup again. That's still Aser. That's still considered Shirei Hakos. Aval, im shasasa hi kol hakos, im mulu, but let's say she drank the entire cup, and now you fill it up again, that's going to be mutter, that's not Shirei Hakos anymore. Then the Shach says, the afagav shekasa beis yoseif, v'anu noagin miyad ladia hakos, v'in shesia di de le shesia di da, Umina Kasherhu, so Bezos says that even if the wife finished the contents of her cup, now the husband wants to use the cup, you should still rinse it out between them. The Shach says, Ana lo nagin hachi, that we don't have such a practice, And if a wife finishes the contents of her cup, there's no objection to the husband now using the cup himself without washing it in the interim. Okay, I think we'll stop now. I'm not going to start Shiurei Machal today. And for next time, we'll talk about Shiurei Machal, Nezigas HaKos, Shigur HaKos, and Mita Achas. So I'm expecting two more Shiurim next week, and we should be able to finish Har Chakos through the end of next week.
Okay. One question about the Bechina.
Sure.
Are we planning on? Did Rebbe say that we're having it after Pesach?
I was assuming that this is a good stop point for two reasons. Number one, we're finishing the topic after next week, and then it's Pesach. So I was assuming we'd have a Bechina after a week of Chazara after Pesach on Chatzitza and Chakos. But if there are objections, we can discuss that.